Rising with books. Even though we are somewhat predisposed for indoctrination, we are well equipped to become aware of inauthenticity. In your mind, you will notice that cramming is not an education or that grades don't matter. You may even notice that when school gets more complex, you start getting the same grades, even in the subjects that you are really good at. Teachers from different subjects tend to copy each other's grades to make them look more realistic, at least early on. You get an education, a diploma, debt, a job that tells you you should forget everything you've learned in college, but you are moving along, aren't you? You wouldn't be making money without any of that, no food on the table without your job and education. How can all of that be somehow inauthentic or cultsy or wrong? This is life. This is how it all works, and then you die, right? No, that's not how it works at all. That is the effects of being pushed into a shared belief that's how things should work. But poverty, especially in third world countries, is extremely unethical. It should not exist. The people that need help the most can't be constantly crushed by poverty. Come on. Above all, no one can pull anybody out of indoctrination into bad ideas, because what makes inauthentic ideas stick and propagate is comfort, or so it seems at first. To break out of whatever it is that you have begun detecting will be your first great challenge in life. You may end up becoming a castaway, a black sheep. People may even make you feel that they regret that you exist. None of this will be real or should count for very much. This happens to a lot of people, if not most. What you are detecting is a gentle and constant pressure to make you more convenient to everyone around you. Even when you are asked to drink your first can of beer by your stupid-ass friends, they will be seeking to get you to make the same mistakes they did, to make you stick out less, to make you more convenient. You should never do that, by the way. You'll regret it when you get older. If you give into the simple pleasure of being convenient to everyone else, you absolutely lose your mind. There's a very gentle and beautiful thread that helps us all grow and keeps us blooming. To become convenient to everyone around you is to move in so many directions at once as to lose your thread. When my bullies started getting really creative, basically became copies of their greatly inconvenienced fathers, or as I call them, monsters, I cheerfully moved to the opposite side of the freaking street and took the bus the other way. Convenience is just an invitation for people to push you around even more. And conflict, actually pushing people and hitting them, that's crazy. But also, once you hit a bully back, they already got what they came for. They made you into one of them. So you can't do that. You can undo that. You're not a bully permanently, but you know, it's just easier to just move across the street and never deal with it. Just a couple of days ago, I saw a young lady who smelled really bad of drugs. The smell was so disgusting that it lingered on. When a mom and her daughter walked by me, they thought I smelled like that. So you imagine this young lady, this is a high school kid. going through enough to smell like that, she's dealing with something crazy. She gave up her thread. She's no longer growing up on a single path towards greatness. She's now in 8 different places at once and unable to handle being convenient to everything everywhere. And now she doesn't have her thread and she needs a medication, which is where she's headed. That's not good. Again, she became more convenient and it's always more, more, more. More is taken from you. In this case, her choice to become more convenient started taking away her mind, her creativity. And chances are she will give up decades of her life because of her addiction. Becoming more convenient for others never stops. They will just keep asking you more, more, more until psychiatric help is needed. It seems like there is a choice, like, well, you don't have to break out, or you don't have to break out right now, or it would be so hard, and you have to face being a black sheep or some nonsense like that. But no, there is no choice. There is no becoming more convenient to other people. Your mind needs to bloom and flourish. And at the moment you sense that you are stuck in something of whatever, be it bad schools or a bullied situation or arrogant or ignorant parents or friends that do drugs, that's a common one, you get out, you leave, you find new friends. You don't sit there listening or listening to them trying to convince you to try to do drugs. That's terrible. Again, that terrible saying from one of my favorite authors. If you hang out at a barber shop for long enough, you will get a haircut. You do not want to get a haircut because it will cost you 40 years of your existence. Drugs will poop you out 40 years in the future as a 19-year-old or a 17-year-old. Ugh. You can't make the choice to be more convenient to others because that will really hurt you. So once you detect something is wrong and start reading poems about indoctrination, the only way is up. It is false to think that you have a choice. It is your mind playing a trick on you. You don't have a choice. You have to face becoming an independent individual with your own mind, with your own choices and aspirations and aims. In order to stay healthy in your mind, you have to understand that rising is not the more challenging way, but it's the only way. Another name for rising is growing up, for goodness sake. If you just choose to be more convenient to everyone else, you will stop growing up and stay 19 or so. While your body ages, you have to stop going after the feeling of comfort when you are being told what to do or what to go and when to go there. You can't follow other people's orders. You have to grow. You have to begin where they leave off. Following others isn't comfort. It's your unraveling. And then no one can tell you where to go next, because the knowledge you need is as unique as you. That means you need to listen, not just read. You need headspace. You need to listen to about 100 books to get started. You won't be able to grasp them in any coherent way at first. A lot of it will pass you by. What you will be doing, however, is strip mining the surface ideas that are compatible with you. So you will be creating a thing, a structure that fits you. You're just going to hoover up the ideas that are compatible with you right on the surface. Sometimes you only get one wisdom or idea out of a book, but then a few more when you re-listen to it a few months later. And one thing that's critical that many people don't understand is that you don't just read a book and move on. That book becomes part of you. You need to reread it until you comprehend it in full. That's why listening to books is such a big deal, because it's easier to re-listen to a book 50 or 30 or maybe even 100 times than to pick it up and read it 100 times. For one, you really want to get through a book in a day or two, and then get to the next one, pick up what you need from that one, and move on and keep moving and scanning the surface ideas. So listening to books is really important. Books really are like music. You don't want to go through sheet music in hopes of comprehending the melody. You just want to close your eyes and listen. Inherit the wisdom. Basically, what it will feel like is the more you know, the faster you learn. Or the more you pick up from books by re-listening or listening to them, the more you will stop strip mining and the more you will get deeper into them. Eventually, you will become book friends with the authors. It's a special kind of friendship, but a meaningful one. And then you will begin inheriting not just their wisdom, but also traces of their culture, their greatness. They become your extended family, and the greatness that makes them right will start sticking to you. And here, once you assemble the knowledge that fits perfectly who you are, and not just listen to what you need, you will gain new sight and begin truly comprehending all that surrounds you in more accurate ways. Great beings, world's most celebrated intellectuals, will be giving you cues for understanding all the world's affairs, the politics, the education, the everything. And that really, really, truly, deeply improves your ability to comprehend who you are, where you are, what the most important things are. It's, you know, their greatness is now going to connect with you and help you synthesize greatness and help you become a great being. With the aid of books, you will begin growing past the age of 19 that so many troublemakers seem to get stuck at. At least it seems that way to me. And eventually, you will grow all the way up. Growing all the way up means becoming a great being. It's really simple. Rising is not a choice. It is not something that is more difficult to do. That is what you're supposed to do. And books are not a choice. Books are something else. They are as unique as this thing that we call library that is always open and free? Huh. You see, books are your inheritance. It's where you begin. It's where you resume where the others left off. Once you start feeling like you're trapped somehow, that means you are ready for books. And you need between 100 and 10,000 of them. Basically, it's a lifelong commitment. No thing or no one else could possibly ever enlighten you as to how the world really works, where the things that you need are. It will take surface scanning of countless books until you assemble a well-balanced body of knowledge from all the world's leading, thus wise, intellectuals.